This piece is called Film Script. You know there's going to be a triangle. That's what the newspaper said. You know he snapped her up because he's scared and wanted to own something. You know she appears ditzy and is underneath looking for trouble. In this big flat town, and you can't completely fall into it because you're thinking how the filmmaker designed this mini mall. We keep going past the mini mall, the camera does, and every time we do, you think about the filmmaker, how clever to make it too busy, too many signs, too many lights, way too pink. It's upsetting. The other clever thing is you can't tell if everyone's just dressed retro or if it's really the 18th century somehow, all the clothing too ornate. She's just wandering outside looking for action, but she doesn't know what, or even whether it will be from a person, though that's what the newspaper said or lewdly implied to make you go see it. Such a big storm, and she doesn't care. Water running all over the ground and pounding down also. This is better than that big empty house, and he's at work. She's in the field between the town and the house. When the water starts pouring onto the flat ground, running everywhere from the broken levee, at first she thinks it's cool, but then all of a sudden she's scared and running in her front door, knowing her house is level with the ground and she's not even safe there, whimpering like a sleeping woman. And he's not home, and then she just gives up on that and goes back out again, looking for something. She's sliding along the mud on the road where pedestrians go back and forth in their elaborate, beautiful clothes. A woman with dark hair in a loose bun, dressed equestrian, is walking her no-nonsense dog, one of those expensive breeds whose brains press against their skulls, making them high-strung and possibly mean. The three of them connect energetically. Is that the triangle? The dog pulls the married one, she holds the leash, so she can slide in the mud with no volition, standing like a kid would. Good mud for sliding, and a clean, strong earth brown. The equestrian doesn't know she's married, and she doesn't tell her. They end up in the equestrian's house, and you know trouble's imminent, because the married one isn't telling anyone anything. She's just doing things. She's looking for something. It could be in the rain. It could be a person. She's done this before. The equestrian lighting a cigarette, acting macho, but you can tell secretly she's excited and nervous from how she keeps eyeing her visitor. Probably she's thinking it's just the ordinary danger of falling in love. It is.